I used to be so broken, lost, empty. A heart with no beat, a singer with no song to sing. So I know the feeling, the silence is deafening. But in your pain lies a blessing, a sweet and sour victory. So keep walking, 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 though it seems so far. No matter who you are, see, there's one thing that I know. Life, it can
morning. Good morning, everybody. Arise. Let your light shine for all to see, for the glory of the Lord rises to shine on you. That is what the book of Isaiah, the 60th chapter, verse 1 states. We are to arise and let our light shine. And that is what we have. We have a new beginning, a new dawning, a new day. And as we walk into our new beginnings, our new day, we sit and we let our light shine, and an illumination has taken place, because we're no longer in the darkness. We're being informed about the work of God, the work of Jesus, the work of the Holy Spirit, and how we enter. It's all about how we interact. So I say to you this morning, get up, and allow your light to shine. Good morning to everybody that's under the sound of my voice. No matter what took place yesterday, no matter what took place a minute ago, let it go, and you shine with the light of God, knowing that He is our everything, knowing that He is the Alpha, the Omega, the Creator. He is your provider, your deliverer, your everything. When you sit and you think about the goodness of God, how can you be still? How can you be quiet? It makes you just want to dance, even if it's no music playing. You still on the beat, knowing that God is right there with you, knowing that you have this a feeling that's unexplainable. So I sit and say to you this morning, don't lay down. Don't slumber. Don't just sit and act like different things is not things are bothering you. Look at the beauty. Look at what God has done for you. He has woken us up this morning. He has woke us up. He started us on a new day. We have our faculties. We're able to see. We're able to shout His name. We're able to say glory, hallelujah, and mean it with every fiber in our body. I pray that each and every one of you had a glorious weekend. I just thank God for who He is in my life, and I know you have to feel the same way. I have an expectation of what He's getting ready to do in this new year, and I'm just ready to run. I don't want to walk. I don't want to crawl. I want to run. So how many of you are ready to run with me? Let's go. That's all I can sit and tell you. Let's go. If your seatbelt is, if you buckle down, unbuckle your seatbelt, put on your running shoes, just get comfortable, and know that God has something new for us this season. Raise your head up, stretch your neck out like you a giraffe, and look to and fro to see what God has. If you don't see it today, continue to look tomorrow. If you don't see it tomorrow, continue to look. We always, when things does not come or manifest immediately, we get in a place where we feel like, oh, it's not going to come. We know that God is a one-time God, and we know that God does just the impossible. So we have to have expectation that God will do all things. He can do all things, and you can do all things in Christ Jesus, who strengthens you. Who believes that? If you believe that today, clap your hands, say hallelujah. We praise you, Father God. Just give Him all the exaltation, because He is worthy. But you have to believe. If you have to believe, you have to believe that God is going to do what He says He's going to do. His word does not come back void or empty. Put yourself in a place where you believe. When you sit down in that chair, you do not look back to see if that chair is there. You sit down. When you get up in the morning, you're not searching it or disbelieving that the sun is not going to come up. Believe that the sun, Jesus Christ, is our light, and He will illuminate in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Minister Monica Elect, can you take us up in prayer this morning?
Yes. Good morning, saints. Good morning. Glory to God. Good morning. This is a beautiful Monday morning, and everyone in the sound of my voice, just raise your hand to God and say thank you. Father God, as we come before your throne on this day this morning, Father God, we just thank you for allowing us to rise up together in unison, oh Father God. We've come to the throne together on this broadcast this morning, Father God, seeking to be fed from your holy table, Father God, not from the hand of man, but from your hand, Father God. And we just glorify your holy name because we know that you are the Alpha and Omega. We know that you are the one true living God, Father God, the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Father God. And we just thank you right now for being so amazing, so gracious, so merciful to us, Father God. We stretch out our arms to you, Father God, reaching for you in our minds and hearts, Father God, because we know that you have a special anointing for us this morning, Father God. And we just want to grab hold of that anointing and pull it to our chest, Father God. We thank you for giving us the grace and mercy to wake up and know that you're going to give us a new beginning, a newness on today, Father God, because you woke us up this morning, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for allowing us to come to the cross to know who you are, Father God, to know that we are redeemed from this life sin and deception, Father God, to know that there's a new beginning because you said so, Father God, and that your kingdom is for us and that we are not of this world. We are aliens in this world, Father God, and we just glorify your holy name, knowing that you're going to pour your Holy Spirit into us, that we may go out into the world and shine lights into the lights of others, lives of other people, Father God. We thank you for having the fresh anointing that we can have just by being in your presence, Father God. So we start our day seeking you, Father God. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we all standing around this throne this morning, Father God, eagerly waiting for your holy water to pour out on us. Father God, we ask that you just move your mighty spirit, your glorious Holy Spirit to each and every home on this broadcast, Father God. Touch each and every soul, Father God, wherever they at, Father God, and just fill them up with your Holy Spirit. Take away anything that is not of you, Father, and we ask that you just cast it into the pits of hell, but fill up that void, Father God, with your presence, your holy anointing, your Holy Spirit, Father God. Give them the knowing that you are with them always, and then when they do get that anointing, Father God, give them the mind and heart to go out and share it with the world, Lord God. Spread the gospel, but also to witness your glorious life-changing hand on their lives, oh Father God. Father God, we also ask that you visit the sick and shut-in and anyone that is in depression, fighting circumstances that they cannot fight on their own, Father God, because you said in their weakness you are strong, Father God. And we ask that you just remind those people that all things rest on your shoulder, Father God, and they need to give it to you in prayer, Father God. I lift up everyone that doesn't know you right now, Father God. I pray that these people on this line will go out there and reach someone that don't know you and witness to you, Father God, that they would be able to go out there and just carry your love and grace into the lives of someone that don't know that you exist, Father God. And also for the ones that aren't able to hang on, I pray that you bring them back into the boat, Father God. Bring them back into knowing that you are the Alpha and the Omega, the one true living God that's going to bring all of their problems and circumstances into under their feet, Father God, that they are rising above it and that they can do it only through you, Father God. So I pray that all those people come back, and the ones that are here, Father God, I pray that you continue to bless them with your special anointing, that you just give them that light and that beauty that we all know comes from you and only you, Father God. As we go into this broadcast, Father God, I pray that the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, Father God, and that your Holy Spirit take over this broadcast on this morning, Father God, so that the people that are listening will have the courage, the knowing, the understanding that your voice is speaking, not our voice, Father God. Enlarge our territory on today, Father God, but we ask that you lead us in spirit and truth on today, Father God, and to any and everyone on this line, I just pray that you have an awesome, blessed, unadulterated, just a magnificent morning, and that you command your morning with this morning. And I declare and decree that all things that come forth out of your mouth will be the things that God has for you, because you're going to be fed and you're going to be full, and God's holy waters are going to run through your life and cleanse you of all the things that you need to be cleansed of to stand upright before God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray this prayer. We love you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And yes, we do. We love God. I mean, if you don't have a pep in yourself this morning, if you don't have a place of fulfillment, of joy in your heart this morning, then I'm sorry to sit and say that it's just something wrong about it. Because when you get up in the morning and you're able to look at the heavens and the earth and just look at different things that's around you, the beauty of God, just take the beauty. When you look at the colors that's in the sky, or it, you may be looking at the morning dew, you may be looking at a raindrop, you may be looking at a sky full of clouds, you may be in the heat of the day right now, at noontime, in the international waters. But at the end of the day, it is God and only God that created us and put us in a place that we are now. And how did he do that? He did it with a spoken word. He spoke words and the existence, the creation came to pass. And then he loved us, so he realized he wanted us to live a life of fulfillment. He wanted us to be in a place of, in a happy place, a place that we would succeed, a place that we would live by milk and honey. A place, do you understand the words that's coming out of my mouth right now? This is what God's plan for us. And what God has for us, he has an individual plan that he has put together for each and every last one of us. So when we sit and we go by what God has for us and what he has predestined for us, man will marvel. Man will marvel at the goodness that God has already set aside for you. But you have to be able to look through God's eyes. You have to be, as the song said, Lord, fill me up. You have to be in a place where God is filling you up. His Holy Spirit is filling you up. He's leading you. He's guiding you. No matter what your circumstances are, God is still there. He's forever faithful to us. It's the other way around. We start moping. We start picking up negative energy. God is about God's power. His power, that surge that comes up within you, that Holy Spirit that just comes up like a, when you see the electrical just soaring, just imagine that. That's the power of God that's in you. And he wants to do something so marvelous and wonderful for you. And this is the season right now. This is the season where God wants something so marvelous to happen. Miracles, signs, and wonders. But you, me, Minister Elect Monica, Apostle Temple, First Lady Spencer, Mother, everybody that's under the sound of my voice, we have to have an expectation. We have to have an expectation. We sit and we put God in a small box when he is so large. Just look at his creation, that we have to believe that he's going to do something so big and so miraculous. That's where I'm at today. I don't care what happened yesterday, the day before. I don't care who likes it. I don't care who has something to say. My eyes is focused on God, and I'm in a place where I'm ready to go. I'm ready to take off. I'm ready to enjoy the things that God has for me. Whatever it is, I'm ready to go. What about you, Minister Elect Monica? Where are you at right now? Where are you at mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally? Where are you at when you sit and think about the goodness of God, his beauty, what he has for us? The fact that his words never come back void, the fact that he spoke things into existence, that's a powerful person. That is a mean mama. What? I'm going to turn it all over to you.
Mama, Yes, I am so excited to bring this word on today because it's personal and it's something that God spoke to me over in the evening yesterday. And I think this is a powerful word for everyone to hear because at the end of the day, it's an individualized plan that God has set forth for each and every one of us. But see, you know, my sister said, well, Monica, where are we going? Where are we going in the word? Has God spoken to you? And I said, I had to pray about this thing because I wanted to make sure that we were going exactly where God wanted us to go because he's already been in a season of talking of seasons and talking of renewal and atonement. ADM's fourth anniversary has come, and God is just pouring into the prophets, into the ministers, into the evangelists, and it's the same word that is, it's a vein that's going through all these words, and the common word was season. Season, the word season spoke to me, y'all, and God began to minister to me. And as I looked up a scripture that hit me, I looked up the chapter of the 19th chapter of Psalms, and in the 19th chapter of Psalms, it spoke about the growing or the magnificent things that God did in his own time and his season and his purpose. And it just resonated in my soul. But the number two part, second verse is what really spoke to me. So as I began to read over it, I asked God to, like, reveal this to me, God. Give me understanding of what's going on in it. And as he began to give me that understanding, I fell asleep, y'all. And y'all know that's kind of like in the Bible where Jesus told the disciples to pray and they fell asleep. But, y'all, when I fell asleep, he started speaking to me in my sleep. And he said, Monica, understand the purpose of seasons. He said, when I created the heavens and the, when I moved and I spoke things into existence, when I spoke light and land and firmament and all those things, I had a purpose. I had a plan. I already knew what was going to happen. I already knew what I was doing. When I spoke the heavens and earth into existence, I was speaking a creation of something of purpose. And as I began to let God minister to me, y'all, he began to tell me more and more. And he said, that's where y'all going in the morning. You're getting ready to tell the people about the purpose that I have for them. That stage of where I'm putting you in a season where I'm getting ready to move some stuff around. And I'm getting ready to change some things. And it's going to be a newness in every single one's lives, individually. But collectively, everyone is going to be able to go into this season if they're willing. If they're ready, because see, he's not going to force us to go anywhere. He's going to move us as we commit to him, as we open up, as we come to the throne, as we are willing vessels. So as he began to give me that thing, he broke it down and he said, it's like a farmer. Just imagine a farmer has a cycle of farming. And in the cycle of farming, the farmer has to first and foremost pick what crop he's going to have to actually farm. And when he makes that crop selection, that's when he's determining what piece of land he's going to use, because he may have many acres, and he's also going to determine which seed he's going to plant for that season. And that's what God said he was doing. He's been doing. He's already did that. In Jeremiah 29 and 11, in Jeremiah 29:11-14, he spoke of this plan of expected end of good, not evil. So as he began speaking to me, he started letting me know that this plan of farming would be a stage or a step, and he had already set out what he wanted to do with each and every seed and where he wanted to plant those seeds. Well, guess what? As the farming states in the cycle, you have crop selection, then you prepare the land, and you do whatever it takes to get the land ready for you to plant the seed. Then you plant a seed, and then once you plant the seed, the farmer has to irrigate and maintain the crop that's coming up, the little seedling. You got to keep it watered, and you got to protect it from the elements in case of frost or whatever comes, right? So after that, you have to actually prepare yourself for a harvest. And when the harvest comes, that's when the crops have to come out of the field, and then the farmer has done his job. He has actually manifested something of value, something of great value. Well, y'all, guess how God broke that thing down to me? He said he's the farmer. And guess what? He's been already seed and land selecting and moving things around so that he can do the same scenario in our lives. We are in a season for him to farm our lifestyles. He's going to farm our life. He's going to move us into a newness. He's going to move us into a place where we can reap a harvest that is ordained by God, that he has actually set forth for us. And as that crop was selected, that seed was selected, see, the season has come. It's time for the plant, time for him to plant that seed in our minds and hearts. And so as God began to show me and minister to me about this thing, it was easy for me to just grab hold of what he was saying, because he gave me that analogy of farming, y'all. And as we think about how a farmer has to get all this stuff done, it takes a long period of time for him to go through the cycle. But at the end of the day, the harvest will be there, and God gives the increase. So as God started ministering to me, he said, you know, he reminded me that a day to him is 1,000 years and 1,000 years a day. And as I began to listen and understand that concept, then I realized he was saying that none of these seasons that we're in are going to be a set amount of time. There's not going to be a set amount of time. So as we go into the different steps of what God is doing in our seasons, in this season for us, a season of newness, that what God is doing that the farmer had to do. So before I move on, I just want to ask sister, is there anything she want to say about God selecting seeds and preparing the land, or the fact that he picked out the land and set a plan forth in each and every one of our lives before I move on? Is there anything you want to add to that, sister?
Well, you know that God is a selector. We already know that. You just look at his creation. Everything that he spoke went just where he wanted it to be. We already know that. We already know as well that God wants us. When he told the Israelites, I will give you the land of milk and honey. When you sit and think about milk and honey, it's supposed to just flow. It's thick. It's richness. It's everything. So I already know where you're getting ready to go. I'm just here ready. I'm here. I'm ready to take off. And because I know what God can do. I know what his plans are for me. I know, and I want everybody else to know. And that God, just like, this is nothing new to us, ADM. If y'all remember, Apostle Temple spoke, he may have not talked about the farmer, but we had a great lengthy kind of teaching for a couple of weeks about planting the seed and God harvesting. I think I'm just ready to take off. That's where I'm at. My expectation level is just so high because I know what God can do. When you know, you're to a place that nothing else matters. So let's go ahead and get into the process.
Yes, okay, so now we know that God has already made a divine plan. He's already had in mind that he had a purpose for each and every one of us. But when he did that seed selection, he had you individually in mind when he selected your seed and your plot of land, or the area of your mind and heart that he wanted to work on, the area of your life he wanted to work on. And he began to tell me about how he had to prepare that soil, how he had to prepare that land, like tilling the soil up and turning it so that it would be broken up, and that he had to remove some things out of your life. He had to remove some things out of your heart and mind that was there that didn't belong there. Because, see, he had to clear your field of your lifestyle so that he could actually have some good fertile soil. And in that fertile soil, you might find rocks and things of that nature. That's where he was talking about us coming to him and asking for forgiveness for your sins, repenting and you know, just knowing that God is going to move and help you be delivered from whatever it is that you're going through. And as God ministered to me on that preparing the field thing, I was like, okay, that's where I've been going through these ups and downs and trials and tribulations. That's where I've been actually struggling in certain seasons of not having any progress, where I was just being tossed and turned. Things were getting stripped away. But at the same time, I knew that God was up to something. And here he is revealing this thing that he's calling the seed planting time, the season for him to go in and plant the seed. And y'all, it wasn't by accident that God always has purpose and planning in. It's not for us to know everything, but see, now he's revealing it to us. And he began to show me that the Jewish New Year, the Jewish calendar has a new year of this month. And that's where our ADM anniversary had fallen, and we were recognizing that in our midnight hour prayer sessions. And as time began to go on and I began to just lay still and listen to what the Lord was saying, that spirit of newness, that atonement, that reconciliation, that coming to God, that's giving God all of your time and energy and just recognizing that you have to repent and turn from your sins. That's where God said that newness and that time in the Jewish calendar of the Jewish New Year that fell in September was now. And on a spiritual level, it was symbolic of what he was saying to me, that it is now, it's the time for him to plant those seeds. And if any of you are listening to me and you're ready for God to move and plant his seed and reveal his purpose in your life, talk to me now. Let me know to go ahead, Monica, because God already told me what he's going to do with us. He said that he's going to plant that seed, and that you have to spend time, take time, approach him individually, that I'm just giving you the word that he says, come on in. Come on in and figure out, and let's do this together. Because see, whatever the desires of your heart, whatever it is that you was looking for, he already knows it, but he had a greater plan, and it's going to be higher and much more than what you could ever imagine. So as God says, tell them to reveal themselves to me and just open their hearts and minds up, I'm going to plant a seed there. I'm going to plant a seed, and it's going to be fertilized because they already been walking with me. They already been talking with me, but I need them to come on in a little closer. I need them to hang with me a lot tighter. And as he began to tell me this thing, he said that there were seeds that he had to plant in your mind and heart on today, because now is the planting season of sowing. Yeah. He's getting ready to put in things that you may not be aware that he's going to put there, but see, he wants to reveal that thing to you. He wants you to know what seeds and what type of harvest you're going to reap off of it, but he's going to let you know in ahead and in advance, so you can have that future hope, so you can have that understanding of where God is going, and you will trust him. But see, if you don't never check in and find out what it is, you don't know what's going to come up in your harvest. You're just going to be surprised by the blessings that he has for you in the future. But see, this is a moment where he's telling you, you don't have to be surprised. Come on in and be at one with him. Spend time with him and seek him. Yeah. Seek his face and spend time in his presence, because these seeds are going to be seeds that's going to change your life forever. And this season, this planting season, is the beginning of the cycle of how this plant is going to grow up, and it's going to turn into a harvest that's going to take you to a new glory. And see, God said he was going to take us from glory to glory. And as he took us from glory to glory, he had to make sure that we had a relationship with him, an understanding, so that when things looked crazy, when the frost came and we were afraid that the harvest wasn't going to happen, or if it was a flood and we didn't think that it was going to allow the plants to still root and stay in place, he said that he would build a confidence in us if we just start out now in the seedling stages, if we start out now in the seeding stages of where he's sowing into our lives. Because, see, he spoke things into existence as he said, let there be light, and there be light. And then he said that he spoke all the things in his 7 days of creation. He says that he wants to speak those same principles into your life if you just come to him and spend time in his presence. And if he speaks into your life, he's speaking whatever prosperity, love, peace, success, happiness, joy. All the fruits of the Spirit will be instilled in you. But at this season, everyone has an individualized plan. Everyone has an individualized seed plan. And if he plants these seeds, he needs you to come willing-hearted, humble. And, you know, we talked about having a broken and contrite heart, but you don't have to be broken to be wise enough to be able to have God give you what he has for you, that we would walk and look for God's will in our life and walk with God instead of us trying to walk in our own will and live for self. And see, when we live unto God, that's when God glorifies us. He justifies us. He pulls us up to his level. And then he shows the world, look at my son, look at my daughter. This is of me. And then you begin to be illuminated. When I tell you Moses' face was glowing when he came down off that mountain, that ain't nothing compared to what's going to happen to your face when God starts illuminating you. And your life will start speaking to other people as a witness, as proof that God is real and that he's present. he's present in your life, because, see, there's going to be a lot of things that's going to fall away from you. And as he starts planting these seeds and speaking these seeds to be planted in your life, he wants you to be aware of it, and you're doing it in tandem with God. You're holding God's hand, and God is pointing out where he's planting this and what this is. That's when you walk with direction and knowing and understanding, and that's when you build trust with God. So you know God is taking you from glory to glory. It's not from glory into hell. It's not from hell into glory, but from glory to glory, because, see, that's how God works. Because, see, he's going to take you above and beyond what we could always try to, remember or try to attain in our own personal lives in the natural. But think of the spirit of where God can take us if we would just spend time with him when that seed is getting planted, when he's speaking into existence what he wants to happen in your life, but not keep it a secret. He's telling you step by step what he's doing. He's leading you, and you're not going to be surprised. You're going to have the confidence and hold your head up and know that God is moving things around, and you're not going to be afraid when the flood comes or if the drought happens, because you know that God ordained this harvest, this crop that you're about to actually manifest in this cycle of life. And then as God began to reveal that thing to me, he started telling me about how he's going to have to put situations in your life. Once you do have this seed planted in your heart and mind, he's going to have situations in life that's going to make sure that this seed is going to sustain, it's going to root, because he spoke it into existence. It's going to be rooted, and it's going to come up, and it's going to germinate the soil. It's going to actually expose itself, and that we shouldn't be afraid, because he has already said that there would be a harvest at the end of this cycle. And as he began to show me and tell me the things that he had to do, he made me understand that he would fertilize, that he would water, and that he would put people in our lives that would come and go, that would help manifest this fertilization, this pouring of the water. And guess who those people are? People like Apostle Temple, that's going to pour knowledge and wisdom and spiritual understanding into the word, into the mouths, into the eyes and hearts of people with the word of God. He's giving you that living water because he's the neck, and a lot of us are under him, and we're able to reap that benefit of having a head that's going to run through. The head of Jesus Christ is going to run straight through the apostle into the body of ADM and all the listeners that are on this line right now. So now you have an understanding of how he's going to irrigate us. He's going to use apostles. He's going to use teachers. He's going to use ministers. He's going to use prophets, all kinds of people in the body of Christ that are going to be able to minister you. But he's also going to use those people that get up and hear his voice, and he commands them to go out and speak or even have an interaction on his behalf. He's going to use them as a vessel of being able to be a blessing to people, that they're going to be there and stand up and show up, and God's going to use them in your life. You're going to have encounters with complete strangers, and God's going to irrigate you through those strangers. He's going to pour into you. But see, there's other brothers and sisters in Christ that you haven't been around, that God has something that you need, and you have something that they need, and that is an exchange. That's where we fellowship. That's where we start Bible studying together. That's where we start showing up in virtual Zoom rooms, or however you want to meet with people. If you're afraid to be around people, you want to social distance, get on the phone and do a face chat, FaceTime or Duo or however you got to do it. But see, you got to start reaching out to people and allowing people to reach out to you. There's ways around this pandemic. You don't have to wear a mask on your phone and on FaceTime. You don't have to wear a mask on your phone when it's time to go into a Zoom meeting or to go into a Duo chat call. All I'm saying, y'all, is be willing for God to irrigate your life. And when you get to this point where he's irrigating and fertilizing you, know that this stuff is going to have some effect in the future of how well and how great these pieces of these plantlings that's being spoken into existence and is growing up and is changing, and you're getting a newness. Because, see, God is showing you that he is going to make something great out of just a little baby seed. He's going to show you that this newness of this season, of whatever it is in this season that God has for you, this individualized growth plan, it's going to end in a beautiful harvest. It's going to end in a great harvest. And here we have it. We've seen the cycle. We've seen where God selected the seed. He selected the blessing. He selected the individualized plan. He selected you and knew that you was ready for it. And then when he allowed you to know that it was time, that the season was here, you came to the throne willingly, eagerly, anxious for God to give you what belongs to you. And that's when you saw all of the things that God had poured into his plan for you manifest, because he revealed it to you. And he planted that seed, and that seed was actually put into a fertile, cultivated piece of land, which is your heart and mind, because see, he's already got you where he wants you. You're already coming to him in prayer and just consulting him in worship, praise, and you're depending on him. And now he's ready to bless you, because see, that seedling is being germinated through the soil, and now you can see a little baby plant there. And as time goes on, a storm might come, or a flood might come, or it might be a frost, or it might be a drought. But God is in control, because he is giving the orders. He has manifested this plan in your life. And that's where you have to recognize that this life, this different storms, these frosts, these floods, these droughts, whatever it is that you're coming up against in your own personal life, that it's nothing to this seedling that God has planted, because God has given you a deliverance into something new, a glory that is meant for you. And as you began to see these seedlings grow up, and they began to manifest into mighty plants, like a plant of corn or a stalk of beans or bushels of tomatoes or whatever, or just strong field of wheat just blowing in the wind, you know that the harvest that is before your eyes is ordained by God. Because, see, God had a hand in it. And not only did he have a hand in it, it wouldn't even be a surprise. You would be able to see the manifestation of God in your life, where he's planted in this season. And as he planted it in this season, he had it where he had the intention of you being aware of it. You wasn't sleeping through the process. He wants you to be in on the process. He wants you to be aware of the process, so that when these trials and tribulations come through, when the frosts and the floods and the storms come through, that the wheat in your field still stands tall, that the corn in your crop still stands tall, because God is, he's already embedded in your mind and heart that it's going to be all right, that he's going to take you through it. And there is a lot of times where we have doubt and we don't understand what God is doing, but he says no more. He says all you have to do is seek him, so that you will be on top of every step of this process. And if you're not doing this, if you're not seeking God, if you're not allowing him to pour into your life, if you're not allowing him to give you the revelation of what he's doing, you're missing out. You're going in blindly, and he wants us to be open-eyed. He wants us to see the glory of what he's going to do and what he's doing in our process of life cycle. And as your process of life cycle starts in this month, recognize that it also takes time for you to give God any kind of time, whether it be day or night. You have to give him something to work with and build on that thing, y'all. Don't just give him 5 minutes. Give him 10, 20 minutes, and then build to 30 minutes, and then build on top of that. There is something that has to be said about being obedient and just being in the face of God. What is there, sister? What is there about being in the face of God?
Being in the space of God, or the face of God, whichever. Obedience, we already realized that obedience is better than sacrifice. But as Monica was talking about that tilling of the land, tilling it, he got some mixing up to do. It is no mistake that ABM's fourth anniversary fell in 5/7/81, the new year, the ending, the beginning of the new year. Because see, God has tilled. He's tilled the land. He's tilled the soil of ABM. He's tilled them. And we're at a place right now, and I'm talking to you over there in the international waters. I'm talking to you in different states of the United States of America. I'm talking to everyone that may possibly do not have a church home. This is where you need to be. See, the land is rich. It's fertile right now. The seed, like Monica say, he's pouring out the seed. If you want to prosper, if you want to succeed, this is where you need to be right now, because 5781 is here. The new year is here, and this atonement took place yesterday. This is the place where you reap the benefits. You reap the benefits of your harvest. You reap for every tear you shed. You have a reap in there. For every pain you felt, there's a reap in there. For every whooping, every stripe that you got across your back, there's a reap in there. For every knife that you had to pull out, there's a reap in there. Because the Apostle Tim and First Lady Spencer has already went before. The harvest is there. And see, there's the people that don't mind. They are our brothers and sisters keepers. No matter who else may sit and say something differently, when God sits and he gives them the harvest, they branch out and they give the harvest to the people. They do everything that God has already said in his word. They help the widows. They help the orphans. They're there. They feed the hungry. They clothe the naked. They put shoes on the feet of those that are barefooted. So I want to sit and at this point in time tell you, wherever you're at, man may have opened up the earth, but your church and churches may still be closed. We still have to worry about this pandemic. But one thing about it, if you're on this line with us day in and day out, that makes you a part of us. So I'm sitting and telling you, you need to be in the shadow. You need to be right here, ADM, right now, to reap the harvest, because the harvest is here. It's not something that's getting ready to come. See, they already had their individual plan. They already been through the toss-up, the killing. They already some seeds, some weeds had to get taken out of the place all year long.
Yeah.
But in this Jewish calendar, God said, this is where right now, because of your faithfulness, ADM, because of your hard work, Apostle Temple Spencer, because of your dedication, First Lady Lakeisha Spencer, because of every tear that you cried, every time that something did not go the way that you wanted to go, but because of your faithfulness, because of your dedication, because of your commitment, but most of all, your loyalty to me, the harvest is here. It's not something you got to wait for. See, the rest of us got to get on that track. That's why I told y'all, I'm ready to run. Because, see, one thing about God, his word never comes back void. He will always put an example in front of you. It's whether you want to receive the example. And while another thing that I need to bring forth, what God may have for them may not be what he has for you. That's what people need to understand. God may not have the same plan that he has for you. Like Monica said, he told her individualized plans. That means that he picked your plan that was suitable to you. Because, see, he knows what we can put up with and what we can't put up with. He knows our strengths. He knows our weaknesses. He knows our needs. He knows our wants. He knows our faults. He knows our goodness. So at the end of the day, saints, I'm sitting and telling you, this is the place that you need to be. I'm not telling anybody to leave their place of their church residence, but I'm telling you, if you don't have a place, God is getting ready to do something so big with Awakening Deliverance Ministry, and I'm sitting and telling you on today, I'm speaking it on today, we're getting ready to go. We're getting ready to move forth. God picked his seeds. He planted his seeds. And now Apostle Temple is raising us up through his obedience. He's raising us up through his faithfulness. He's raising us up through his dedication. He's raising us up through his commitment by sharing the word of God with you, by teaching you what God puts in his heart, in his mind, not holding it back. If he say get up at 12, here, get up at 12 a.m. It's not him. He's under the unction of the Holy Spirit. If he sit and say fast and pray for 40 days, fast and pray. I'm sitting and telling you, I woke when talking to Monica in the wee hours of the morning, and God just pours in. When I tell you, it's just something about being in the presence of the Lord and knowing that he has given you a word to bring forth. I'm letting you all know, ADM, you go and tell some other people about it, because God getting ready to take off. He is getting ready to take off. Y'all might want to start holding on. Start holding on as hard as you can. Start reading the word of God, because you never know what God or what he's getting ready to do for you, or what he's getting ready to have you to do, is having that personal relationship so you can know your individualized plan. She said that God is holding your hand so you can get the instructions of where he's planting the seed and whatever. It's nothing better than communing with God. It's nothing better sitting and talking to God. Doesn't matter if people looking at you strange. It does not matter. God is an awesome God. He is an all-time God. He's our everything. So there should never be a place where you sitting and you looking to your left, your right, and behind you. Oh, did somebody hear me say that? Shout it out, I say. Sing praises unto the Lord, because it is a new day. It's a new year. We are in 5781. Let those numbers resonate in your mind and trust and believe and sit and watch what God is doing for you, for me, and everybody else. So I'm telling you, it's an extra, extra read all about it moment. It's an extra, extra read all about it moment. So once we get off the line, you go and sit. That's what you go back and tell. Go back and sit and tell. You know that church, Awakening Deliverance Ministry? Y'all better sit and try to get a hold to them, because God got a new thing he getting ready to do with them. It wasn't a coincidence, Monica, that the fourth anniversary was right here in this month of 5781, a new year. It was not a new beginning, new awakening, a new awakening, deliverance. Understand the words that's been before you. That's what ADM stands for, Awakening Deliverance Ministry. God is a nurturing God. He has chosen a nurturing couple, and you need to be a part of it. Thing else you need to say, because I'm telling you, I'm on fire. I'm on fire. I don't know about you, but I'm on fire.
Yes, I just want to close with the fact that God made me understand, and he needs you to understand that this fertilizing, this season where you're still growing the seeds he's spoken into your life, is fertilized with your faith. Have faith in what God is going to do in your life. Have faith in what God is giving you. Have faith in the seeds that he's planting in your life once you go before him and allow him to reveal those new seeds in the season. This season is almost up. The planting season doesn't stand still for long, y'all. Go in and get your seeds. Get a handful of seeds. Get a bag full of seeds from him, okay? Allow him to plant these seeds and make sure when the seeds are being watered that you fertilize it with your faith. Stand tall in your faith. Allow God to have the last say in everything. Don't let man talk against your seed coming up out of the ground. And when it's time for the harvest, know that God did it. Know that God did it, and there's a bountiful harvest. It's going to be a harvest so great that you're going to have to leave some behind, because it's too much for you to pull in. For you and yours, your seed and your harvest are going to be an amazing, abundant thing. It's going to be so much that even the poor can come behind you and pick up the leftover gleam that you left behind. As I tell you guys, your faith is the key. Fertilize that seed that God is planting once you've gone before him and found out what it was. Don't go into this season blind, not knowing what seed God has planted in your life. Just go in communion with him. And when you have that faith to fertilize that seed and that harvest comes through, you let the whole world know that it's glory to God. God did it. And I leave you with that on your hearts and minds, knowing that God is ready to show you, and that this is a season for you to get in on now, not later. Don't procrastinate, because you'll have to wait on next season. And next season might not be no time close, and it could be quick. But at this time, I'm just giving a warning to the masses. Your season is now to plant. Go get your seeds and then watch the harvest grow and prepare for a new planting at the end of this season. Back over to you, sister.
Amen. And those that don't want to come in and whatever, let them go. Do not let anybody block what God has for you right now. Now is the word. Do not sit and let anybody, don't worry about certain circumstances or situations. When you trust God and you have faith in God, and we know that he can move mountains. We know that God has all things in control. We know that. So all you need to do is hold on to God and continue to meditate on the word day and night. Continue to listen to the instructions that God is giving you from the head, your head, your leader, and know that God is all up in it. He's all up in all the circumstances, all the situations, and know that anything, when there is something planted, that, like she said, it can be weather beaten. You can go through a drought. You can go through a flood. You can go through all types of different things. But just know that God is with you, and if he planted it, can't nobody else do nothing about it. Nobody else can pull something down. Nobody else can make you go from where what God has. Understand the words that's coming out today. God planted the seed, not man planted the seed. So put your trust in God. Put your faith in God. Take it out of man. Put your trust in God and believe that he will do exactly what he said. And guess what? He wants to bless us exceedingly and abundantly. Exceedingly meaning extra and abundantly. So much, so much, so much that you may be able to share to those he tell you to share to. So we're going to leave you today with the knowing. We pray that you got the knowing that God is the farmer. He's the one that's planting your seeds. He has found a fine person to sit and nurture you and water you, to give you love, to give you constructive criticism, correction, understanding, along with the peace that God has for you. So please, in the name of Jesus Christ, do not miss your harvest in 5781. We love you. We leave you with an abundance of love. We leave you with an abundance of peace, an abundance of joy and happiness. And know, if we can give that to you, just think with how much more God can give to you. So we leave you with peace and command your day to have a day of greatness. Command your day to be successful in everything that you do. Command your day to speak positive and not negative. Command your day to speak, to say, I shall live and I shall not die. So whatever situations that you got going on, you already stated that you are an overcomer. So again, peace out. We see you tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Be there or be square. We love you. Have a good day.